Dr. Pinsky dictating a Miami on August 10 regarding Kevin Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. Kevin Sweeney is a 53-year-old male who reports he injured his knees at work on 2/19/21. But on that occasion, he fell on ice forward onto the knees. But he went to Riverside Urgent Care that same day. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in surgery on 6/3/21, but he remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 8/13/21. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he slipped on ice and fell, causing residuals to both knees. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Riverside Urgent Care on 2/19/21. Period. He had x-rays of the knees done to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with bilateral anterior knee pain as well as abrasion of the skin of the left and right lower legs. Period. He followed up in this group through 2/26/21 when his care was transferred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 3/10/21. Period. He diagnosed pain in both the right and left knee joints, comma contusion of both knees, comma prepatellar bursitis of the left knee, and chondromalacia of the left knee. Period. He recommended starting diclofenac. Period. Physical exam of the right knee was essentially benign. Period. Left knee exam found minimal swelling of the prepatellar bursa and healed abrasion with no evidence of infection. Period. He has retropatellar crepitus and a trace effusion. Period. His exam also demonstrates medial and lateral joint line tenderness. Period. He also issued a wraparound brace for chondromalacia of the left knee. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. On 4/14/21, he told Dr. Dwyer he was completing therapy and working full duty. Period. New paragraph. On 4/26/21, MRI of the right knee was done to be inserted here. Period. On 6/3/21, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on the right knee to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively through 10/20/21. Period. He had minimal discomfort at that time. Period. There was excellent range of motion and strength. Period. He was discharged to continue working in a full-duty capacity. Period. Exam of the knee was unrevealing, with range of motion between 0 and 120 degrees of flexion. Period. Dr. Dwyer deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show he was seen by primary care physician Dr. DiBona, D-I-B-O-N-A, on 9/27/16 as a new patient. Period. He was diagnosed with a cough and placed on medications. Period. On 1/30/18, he had x-rays of the left wrist to be inserted here. Period. He told Dr. DiBona he injured his left wrist while punching in jiu-jitsu class about 1.5 weeks ago. Period. He was going to follow up with orthopedics after undergoing wrist x-ray. Period. Physical exam. thermal appearance, he showed the evaluator a video of the incident in question. It shows Mr. Sweeney holding a bag in his left hand and a sack on his right shoulder. He was walking outdoors and slipped and fell forward directly on his knees. His head hit the wall. He got up and walked away. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed 2 1/4 inch scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Manual muscle testing was 4+, full left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. He had mild tenderness, palpation about the right knee, lateral tibial plateau, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive oblique compression maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. And lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 2/19/21. Kevin Sweeney slipped and fell anteriorly onto his knees while at work. He was seen the same day at urgent care and underwent x-rays of both knees. He quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer. He continued a course of conservative treatment. On 4/26/21, MRI of the right knee was done to be inserted here. Surgery was done on 6/3/21 to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively concurrent with physical therapy. As of 10/20/21, Dr. Dwyer found a benign clinical exam and discharged him from care to continue working in a full-duty capacity. The current clinical exam is also unimpressive. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. He at some point underwent a Doppler ultrasound in the emergency room that was negative for deep vein thrombosis. This appears to be before the discharge on 10/20/21. And that's the end.